If Kansas education officials get their way, high schoolers could end up getting freshman English and maybe other college basics at no cost. Could that put more of them on a track to college and level the field for poorer families? Celia Yopis-Jepson of the Kansas News Service reports from Liberal Kansas.
Since 2012, there's been a lot of buzz about this program, tuition-free technical college for high schoolers.
You need at least 5 cranks.
The state picks up the tab for classes like this one in automotive and natural gas technology at Seward County Community College in Liberal. That helps student Brian Medina land a job without accruing a mountain of debt. Now he can put his paychecks toward his long-term goals a lot faster. He wants to buy cattle and land with his dad.
Hopefully we could grow. If things go great, if we put all the work into it, we'll definitely get there.
Medina's story is exactly what education officials like to hear. Now they also want to help students with more traditional college academics. Micah Watson-Husky, a senior at Liberal High School, is writing an essay in her college English class. She wants to be an engineer, but the college classes she's taking now to get ahead cost her around $300 each.
It was really difficult paying for classes because last year I wasn't able to pay for my full math credit, so I only got half credit. And then this year I applied for a dual credit scholarship, but didn't get the scholarship. So now it's tough to pay.
Watson-Husky thinks offering some free classes would lift ambitions for a lot of teens at her school. 1,000 of the 1,300 students here come from low-income families. But why take these classes in high school at all? Students want to build competitive college applications and take a stab at that harder coursework. Educators, lawmakers, they want to open doors.
It's just a great way for many individuals to say, hey, I can do this.
Blake Flanders is president of the Kansas Board of Regents.
So some students might think, you know, I'm not cut out to go to college.
The Regents want to help first-generation college students and minorities, those that are statistically less likely to go to college. Most students at Liberal High are Hispanic. Just 1/3 pursue college or technical credentials within a few years of graduation. Yet studying beyond high school is critical nowadays. Georgetown economist Nicole Smith says just 3 in 10 students who skip that can hope to find jobs that pay a decent wage. The other 7?
They're going to be experiencing significant amounts of hardships even to get a job, and far less to keep that job and to earn a living wage with it.
Educators say giving students free tech college has already paved one road to those better-paying jobs. It saves families money and gets them in the door at colleges to learn how things work. Jeanette Vasquez advises families at Liberal's community college and says many don't know about financial aid, so they stay away.
I've seen a lot of families that they don't talk to their children about college because they don't want to break their hopes and their dreams. And in the end say, I'm sorry, you can't go to college because I can't help you pay for it.
The idea of expanding what Kansas does now to also offer high schoolers more traditional college classes for free, like algebra and English, comes with caveats. It's actually pretty tough to pin down the potential cost to the state. And new research from Texas, where college dual credit is booming, suggests these classes mostly help white students and students with more money. It doesn't seem to help most low-income students, and it has mixed results for minorities. That doesn't discourage Molly Baumgartner, a state senator who's taught high school and community college and who chairs the education committee that first pushed for the dual credit idea last year.
Kids don't really know their limits, but they become limited if they're told they can't do something.
Baumgartner says if dual credit is at least getting more minority students in the door at college, which is what the research shows, then that's the key first step. The Kansas Senate signed off last year on starting with a dual credit pilot program, but the House didn't. Baumgartner hopes to see another try. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson in Liberal.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration covering education, health, and politics across the state. This is part 3 in our series on college and careers. There'll be more features running between now and mid-March.